With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump on Friday ordered Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip after Hamas said it had accepted some elements of his plan to end the nearly two-year war and return all the remaining hostages taken in the October 7th attack. "I believe they are ready for a lasting peace," Trump wrote on social media. "Israel must immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that we can get the hostages out safely and quickly." Still no sign of an agreement between Democrats and Republicans over the government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the shutdown's impacts are being felt in a variety of ways.
"The economic consequences of this shutdown are piling up every day. Policymakers, markets, and even the Federal Reserve are flying blind at a key juncture because BLS and BEA data are on hold until the government reopens."
The Senate failed to advance a Republican bill that would reopen the government. Most Democratic senators are voting against the bill as they demand that Congress take up health care legislation. Russia launched its biggest attack on Ukraine against natural gas facilities.
Russia fired a total of 381 drones and 35 missiles, according to Ukraine's Air Force, in what officials say was an attempt to wreck the Ukrainian power grid ahead of winter and wear down public appetite for the 3.5-year-old conflict. Serhiy Kuretsky, chief executive of Ukraine's state-owned gas company, says the multiple attacks have no military purpose. This, he adds, is deliberate terror against civilian facilities that provide gas extraction and processing for the normal life of people. I'm Charles Deledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the Nasdaq dropped 63. This is SRN News. The city of Seattle's being sued.
The Christian law firm Liberty Counsel filed against the city, its mayor, and chief of police on behalf of Christian organizers for May Day USA, a grassroots revival event. They accused the city of unlawfully denying the organizers a permit to peacefully assemble at a traditional downtown location due to its religious message, instead steering their May 24th event to a different park in an area which is predominantly LGBTQ+. Where violent attacks from agitators ensued. George Williams, SRN News.
World Magazine reports prosecutors filed a federal lawsuit against the FACE Act on Monday, accusing advocacy groups and private citizens of targeting and intimidating Jewish congregants at a New Jersey synagogue. Chapters of the National Party for Socialism and Liberation, along with American Muslims for Palestine, mounted a protest that turned violent. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
One of the casualties of the government shutdown is the monthly jobs report. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Labor Department typically releases its monthly job numbers on the first Friday of the month, but that report on economic data is being delayed amidst the ongoing shutdown. A short delay won't be very disruptive, but a long absence of those numbers could pose challenges, particularly for the Federal Reserve. The Fed relies on jobs data as it grapples with interest rates amid a slowing labor market.
White House Budget Director Russell Vogt says the administration will withhold $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects, latest collateral effects of the government shutdown. The pause affects a long-awaited plan to extend the city's Red Line train. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up by 238 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.